Cress, Brother and Sister, D.H., St. Helena, California, October 23, 1906. Dr. and Mrs. Cress, Dear Brother and Sister Cress, we were glad to receive your letters that came in the mail last Sunday. We are thankful that some are active in the cause and work of God. Those who have genuine faith in His Word are drawn out to try to save others. Every kind of false doctrine will be brought to the front to draw the people into that which will ruin their souls. I am exceedingly sorry that Dr. Kellogg is so persistent in maintaining his course. I write him no letters, for what I might write would only be used to suit his purposes. No lie is of the truth, and in the great day when every word is brought in review before the judge of all the earth, every man will receive according to his works. Dr. Kellogg has not kept the law of God. He may write doleful letters for the purpose of obtaining sympathy, but this will not help his case. I feel so grieved in spirit because of his determined apostasy. Satan would use him as his agent to deceive, if it were possible, the very elect. You say that you cannot see why Dr. Kellogg feels so great a hatred toward W.C. White. The doctor has no just cause for cherishing this root of bitterness. On many occasions, my son has tried to help him to see the peril of his positions, but to no avail. He will not yield, and my son cannot accept his erroneous sentiments. After the death of my husband, I was instructed that the Lord had appointed W.C. White to do a special work in connection with my writings. The Lord promised to give him of His Spirit of grace, and a spirit of wisdom, and of sound judgment. This would enable him to be a wise counselor. The Lord foresaw that my son would not make haste, but would wisely consider his movements. He would not turn the truth of God into a lie for gain. For these reasons, the Lord appointed him as my helper. A report has been circulated that W.C. White manipulates my writings. Many things are presented to me, and I write them out as soon as possible. Some of the instruction is given to apply to situations that are in the future. As various emergencies arise, light is given in regard to the proper time to send out matter that is already prepared. Before the development of recent events, the course that would be pursued by Dr. Kellogg and his associates was plainly outlined before me. He with others planned how they might gain the sympathies of the people. They would seek to give the impression that they believed all points of our faith and had confidence in the testimonies. Thus, many would be deceived and would take their stand with those who had departed from the faith. I had matter written out to meet this issue, but I had given instruction to my helpers to hold these documents until future developments. I was to let these men take the aggressive. Had I outlined their future course, they would have denied any such intentions. But I saw that a time would come when they would take a firm position against the testimonies. This was to be the signal for decided action, and thus the matter worked out. When the leaders in Battle Creek made an open raid on the testimonies, then I said, "Brethren, we now face the issue. Meet it with all the strength and power of God." Then the pitchers were broken, and the light shone forth in clear rays. Some who before had been bewildered now saw clearly and took their position on the right side. Those who had anticipated a sweeping victory met with defeat. But among the leading brethren in Battle Creek who are in error, there has not been manifested a spirit of true repentance. As regards human manipulations of my writings, I will say that there is no blotting out of that which has been written. But it is necessary to use that wisdom used by Christ when He said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. Be ye wise as serpents, and harmless as doves." Matthew 10, verse 16. Some portions of the testimonies are not used as soon as written. We often wait for a time, and as special emergencies arise, it is found that something already written meets the issue. Then it is necessary to meet it with strong evidence and proof. Because of this, it has been reported that W.C. White or others manipulate my writings. It is in accordance with the wisdom of God to keep the lamps in the pitchers until divine orders come to break the pitchers and to let the light shine forth. We need special wisdom from God to know how and when to send out the messages that are given. When the Lord speaks, we hear and obey. Nothing is left out or laid aside, unless for the purpose of bringing it forward at some time in the future to meet some emergency that may arise.